Joining me now, Leader of the Opposition, Leah Fenakiaro. Good morning.
Good morning, Mel. How are you?
I am so good. This weather and the lifting of some restrictions has just put a bit of a spring in our step, I reckon.
It has. It makes you feel alive, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. How did you and the family enjoy the long weekend?
Oh, it was good. A mixture of work and family time. So just trying to get outside and, yeah, it's wonderful. Cold feet in the morning from the cool overnight temperatures, no fan, doona on, all that good stuff.
It's great when you see Territorian kids when we sort of hit this time of year. They're all shivering and like, oh, winter's here. It's like, oh, you don't know winter. Like,
it's so cute. My daughter got her little slippers out and, yeah, it's lots of fun.
It is indeed. But like you said, a mixture of work and play, busy time at the moment for you and your colleagues. How are things looking as far as, you were quoted as saying, Labor's idea of scrutiny makes you scratch your head. How are you feeling about it now?
Yeah, look, it's pretty appalling the way in which government are avoiding scrutiny at the moment. We know they've done a great job with coronavirus and, the evidence speaks for itself. But that's not a cover or an excuse not to be open and transparent with Territorians. And the reality is, at a time of crisis, the government of the day needs to be more open and more transparent than ever before. And we've just seen a long line of behaviour now that's taking place, including the not handing down of a territory budget or anything even similar to it, which is causing huge concern for us.
Yeah, I think it's a huge concern for most Territorians that we will go into an election without that budget to take a look at. When you talk about scrutiny, though, Leah, are you talking about the money that's been spent as far as coronavirus, or are you looking at previous to that?
All of the above and more. So essentially, we want the government to explain to Territorians what impact on our debt, on our budget position coronavirus has had. That's not to say it shouldn't have been spent. Of course it should. And we were some of the loudest champions that there should be relief to business and Territorians during this unprecedented crisis. Money had to be spent. But we need to know what that looks like, how much of our debt situation is because of coronavirus. How are we tracking? What are our projected debt levels going forward? We need to, we're not going to have a budget, which means we're not going to have estimates, which is a two-week period of scrutiny around that budget. And also, the government has said we're not going to have, it's like a little pre-election budget snapshot. That's not going to come out. So it's hugely concerning. And then this is off the back of behaviour in Parliament a couple of weeks ago, where the government wouldn't allow question time, wouldn't allow petitions or any other way to scrutinise the government, which, again, they've got to be open and transparent. People want to understand the state of our books. That's our children's future at stake. It's them who will be paying this back, and we need to know what is going on.
The whole idea of, paying it back is almost out of the range of what we can achieve, though. It's insurmountable debt, it would seem.
Look, we know that going into this year, I think it was $6.2 billion was our projection. So have we hit that projection? Are we well over the top of it? Are we on track? These are all questions that Territorians deserve the answers to, and they want to know. I mean, at the end of the day, this is public money. We know that Treasury are still at work. We've got hardworking public servants in Treasury who go to work every single day and they're still doing their business. We had a public accounts committee hearing last week and I asked police and health how their budgets were looking and they were able to provide me data. So if two agencies are able to provide that information, I can't understand why the government isn't allowing all agencies to provide that understanding. And then, of course, that holistic look at where we're going. The government can do modelling, it can do projections, it can change its assumptions on how it does that. We are very understanding that because the federal government haven't put down their budget that, some of this is going to be, projections. But it always is. And there are plenty of businesses out there today who are doing exactly the same thing about where they're looking into the future. So it can be done. And we're urging the government to see sense and get it done.
Is it a case of, just we've been too busy to do our homework, or do you think it's a case of trying to get past the line without showing us what's in the books?
Well, this government has a track record for spending money badly. They are misprioritised spending. They have put us in a terrible fiscal situation. I mean, who will ever forget right before Christmas 2 years ago when the Treasurer rolled out and said, oops, sorry, we're looking at a $35.7 billion debt in 10 years' time. I mean, that really was a moment where Territorians just went, what is going on here? And it was a fundamental signal that the Labor government had to do things differently. And part of being open and transparent around your budget scrutiny is that you explain to Territorians the pathway to make things better than what was projected. So we really don't, I certainly don't have a lot of confidence in Labor to be getting our books right, but it's critically important going forward, particularly post-COVID. You know, the rebuild of our economy is going to require, you know, a prudent fiscal management, spending and initiatives in certain areas to get things going. And if we can't understand the state of the books, then Territorians really aren't left with a picture of where we have landed as a territory. You know, we went into this crisis weak, both our economy and our fiscal position, and we will no doubt exit it weaker. So what does that look like?
Let's take a look now beyond August 2020, should you come to power. There was an article just a few days ago talking about the minimum floor price here in the Northern Territory and your desire to have that scrapped. What's the thinking behind that?
Look, the alcohol floor price is just an inefficient price measure that doesn't really, it has no measurable impact. And the government's own report says that the impact of the floor price is impossible to distinguish from other alcohol factors. We know that alcohol-related harm is a huge cost to our community, both socially and in terms of the budget that goes into alcohol-related harm in terms of pressure on our health system and on families and on our police, etc. So it is absolutely something that has to be addressed. But the floor price is a very inefficient way to do that. What it's done is boosted the price of wine. Mm. And, you know, it's really upset many Territorians because they feel like they're being punished for what is a few people who have a problem with alcohol. And our view has always been that we should be supporting those people who do need support with alcohol, but the floor price is not the way to do it. And in fact, Retail Drinks Australia commissioned Frontier Economics to crunch the numbers on this, and it showed that across the territory, alcohol consumption had actually increased over the period of time that the floor price had been in. And what had happened is people had moved from consuming alcohol in some categories and moved it into other categories. So we don't see that the data is there. We're very disappointed that the government once again has not created any KPIs around this measure. I mean, you would think as a government, you bring something in, you have an idea of what you want it to do, and you measure it for its effectiveness. That way you know if it's working or not. This government doesn't seem to care about KPIs. I mean, it's much like the Boundless Possible campaign. There are no KPIs around what success looks like. And so we tried to repeal this legislation in Parliament. It was shut down by the government. But I can confirm to Territorians that if the CLP is elected, we will repeal the alcohol floor price.
Leah, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and look forward to catching up again soon.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Enjoy this weather.